Democrats balk at House resolution condemning LA anti-ICE riots. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 27, 2025. Nearly 200 House Democrats voted against a resolution introduced by a California Republican condemning the anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles this month. The resolution, spearheaded by Representative Young Kim, RCA, and the rest of the Golden State's Republican congressional delegation, did receive some bipartisan support, as 7 House Democrats were among the 215 representatives who passed the measure. Kim said in a statement on her website, "Peaceful protests are a constitutional right, but vandalism, looting, violence, and other crimes are not. Condemning violence and protecting public safety shouldn't be controversial. Which is why I'm leading the California Republican delegation in a resolution to support law and order as our communities see unrest enabled by California's soft-on-crime policies," she added when introducing the bill, according to Fox News. "Let's be clear, the riots escalated before the National Guard was sent in and were enabled by California's soft-on-crime policies, peddled for years by Governor Newsom, Sacramento, and local prosecutors, that have allowed for lawlessness and endangered public safety of hard-working Californians." Earlier this month, Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman said, as he announced riot-related charges, that the protest became an excuse to steal from businesses, commit property damage, and assault law enforcement. "This group wanted to commit crimes," Hochman told reporters. "They looked at the protest as a cover, an opportunity to go ahead and ply their illegal trade and commit a whole variety of crimes that, in many ways, has done a huge disservice to the legitimate protesters out there." Still, some Democrats criticized the resolution. According to the Fox account, "This resolution ignores those facts to score political points," Representative Ninette Diaz-Barragan, Democrat, California, said on the House floor in opposition to the resolution, saying troop deployment only escalated tensions and further unrest, while adding that Democrats have called for prosecutions of those who have acted violently. Earlier this week on X, Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, continued his criticism of President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard and a Marine unit to the city during the unrest, which he has opposed since Trump announced it. Meanwhile, according to Homeland Security data exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents have faced a 500% increase in assaults as they attempt to locate and arrest illegal aliens living in the United States. Los Angeles-based contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.